This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. Between the hit movie Project Hail Mary and the real-life lunar journey of Artemis astronauts, it's been a good season for space. Space exploration is a gripping human adventure, laden with both possibility and risk. As NASA plans for a crewed mission to Mars in the 2030s, the high stakes are becoming concrete. NASA's Planetary Protection Program works on the twofold risk of forward and backward contamination. How can we limit our contamination of other planets, and how can we prevent bringing potentially harmful life forms back home? To address those questions, scientists have turned to an unlikely place, Carlsbad Cavern. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
The goal then isn't necessarily to prevent contamination, but it's to control for it. If we see it, how early can we see it? And so that's what my work was doing, but I can't go to Mars, sadly. We do the next best thing, which is to take Earth analogs.
That's Joe Hoberg, a PhD student in geobiology at New Mexico Tech. His master's research was a collaboration with NASA's Planetary Protection. Apollo-era astronauts trained in West Texas using its extreme desert environments as an analog for the moon. Caves are another extreme environment where even without light, microbial life exists. If there's life on Mars, it's apt to be similar to the bacteria found in the oligotrophic or very low nutrient conditions of caves. Contamination introduced by astronauts could disrupt existing Mars life forms. But astronauts might also think they've identified life on the red planet when in fact they're detecting bacteria they introduced. Even in high-tech clean rooms, scientists can't completely eliminate contamination. We simply shed too much bacteria. But if astronauts can detect contamination, they can understand their impact and distinguish it from extraterrestrial life. To refine such detection, Hoberg deployed batteries of instruments in multiple Carlsbad Cavern locations, including the Big Room, which thousands of visitors tour daily, and the Mystery Room, an isolated recess closed to visitation. Hoberg's months-long study included a second extreme environment, highly acidic hot springs in northern New Mexico's Valles Caldera. The device is tested for bacteria, but also for organic contaminants, like sunscreen ingredients, and inorganic human-sourced materials like microfibers and microplastics. With advances in genetic analysis, Hoberg was able to test RNA and DNA from hundreds of bacteria samples.
Back in the early stages of the 90s, to sequence just one genome from the human body, it was thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now it's like we send off batches of samples for sequencing and get all this information back in about 6 weeks. It's incredible.
Hoberg could confidently identify a quarter of the bacteria as human-sourced. Even in the remote mystery room, he detected all types of contaminants, including microplastics. It underscores the ubiquity of human impacts. Hoberg's was a pilot study, he says. There's much more to be done, and the research has implications on Earth as well as in space. As in other show caves, visitation at Carlsbad threatens a fragile cave ecosystem. With a more nuanced understanding of human contamination, cave managers could mitigate those disturbances.
You can use Carlsbad as a way to kind of pilot this new area of cave conservation research and build into some really important stuff that can be applied to all show caves and all caves everywhere.
Since Hoberg's research, Trump administration cuts have reduced NASA's staff by 20%. Planetary Protection's future is uncertain. But if Americans reach Mars in the coming years, we'll know that, as with the Apollo moon landings, our region is part of the cosmic story. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. Thanks for listening.